In private, Bohr believed that Koenig was a fool. If he was convinced of the correctness of his idea, then he should have published no matter what others thought. Publish or perish is a rule not to be forgotten in science. In his heart, Koenig must have reached a similar conclusion. His initial outburst of bitterness toward Pauli amid the disappointment of missing out on electron spin had dissipated by the end of 1927. At only 28, Pauli was appointed professor of theoretical physics at the ETH in Zurich. He asked Koenig, who was once again spending time in Copenhagen, to become his assistant. "Every time I say something, contradict me with detailed arguments," Pauli wrote to Koenig after he accepted the offer. By March 1926, the problems that had led Pauli to reject electron spin had all been resolved. "Now there is nothing else I can do than to capitulate completely," he wrote to Bohr. Years later, most physicists assumed that Goudsmit and Uhlenbeck had received the Nobel Prize. After all, electron spin was one of the seminal ideas of 20th century physics, an entirely new quantum concept. But the Pauli-Koenig affair meant that the Nobel Committee shied away from giving them the prestigious award. Pauli always felt guilty for discouraging Koenig, just as he did for receiving the Nobel Prize in 1945 for the discovery of the exclusion principle while the Dutchmen were denied. "I was so stupid when I was young," he said later. On 7th of July 1927, Uhlenbeck and Goudsmit received their doctorates within an hour of each other. Flouting convention, the ever-thoughtful Ehrenfest had arranged it that way. He had also secured both of them jobs at the University of Michigan. With few positions then available, Goudsmit said toward the end of his life, "The post in America was for me a far more significant award than a Nobel Prize." Goudsmit and Uhlenbeck provided the first concrete evidence that existing quantum theory had reached the limits of its applicability. Theorists could no longer use classical physics to gain a foothold before quantizing a piece of existing physics, because there was no classical counterpart to the quantum concept of electron spin. The discoveries of Pauli and the Dutch spin doctors brought to a close the achievements of the old quantum theory. There was a sense of crisis. The state of physics was, from a methodological point of view, a lamentable hodgepodge of hypothesis, principles, theorems, and computational recipes, rather than a logical, consistent theory. Progress was often based on artful guessing and intuition rather than scientific reasoning. "Physics at the moment is again very muddled. In any case, for me it is too complicated, and I wish I were a film comedian or something of that sort, and had never heard anything about physics," wrote Pauli in May 1925, some 6 months after discovering the exclusion principle. "Now I do hope, nevertheless, that Bohr will save us with a new idea. I beg him to do so urgently, and convey to him my greetings and many thanks for all his kindness and patience toward me." However, Bohr had no answers to our present theoretical troubles. That spring, it seemed that only a quantum magician could conjure up the yearned-for new quantum theory, quantum mechanics. This audiobook is continued on Disc 7.